Hi, welcome to Talk Chinese. Today we want to talk about something everybody loves, at least I love it, video game. We have an amazing creator of video games, Michael Atom Smith. Michael, he is not only the co-founder of Calm.com, he created many video games in his life, including Moshi Monsters and many others. Hi, Michael, 你好。
Hello, 你好。
Video games, who doesn't love it? I started playing it when I was in the high school.
Oh, really?
Yeah, before that, elementary school, we had something called Game Boys.
Game Boys, I remember the Game Boy. Tetris, did you play that one?
Yeah, that I play everything.
What's your favorite game?
Oh, gosh, I actually like one called Prince.
Oh, Prince of Persia?
Yeah, that's
okay.
Right. That was already on the computer.
Oh.
And that was a little dot of Prince. You can't really see that's a person and you had to kill all the monsters and all the things. And I played so much that one day my classmate came to visit me and I just left her waiting for me for 3 hours when I was playing.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Games can be very addictive.
But I
think they are wonderful as well for helping us learn and strategize and connect us with other people around the world.
Yep.
So I'm a big fan.
Yeah, let's keep playing. Okay.
Definitely.
Chinese people love video games too. They call it 电玩.
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 Yeah, 电玩. 电 is the first word that means electricity. 电.
电.
电 is the fourth tone, so we go down. 电.
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 Perfect. And then the second character, 玩.
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 That's it. 玩 means to play.
Oh, okay.
So electricity and play, electrical playing.
I like that.
So 电玩.
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 Yeah, and 玩 in this case is a noun, so it's like the game you can play. And to say play video games, we just need to put play in front of video games. So 玩电玩.
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 That's it, 玩电玩. So 玩 is the play, and then 电玩 is the video game. And some people, they actually use different verb. They say 打电玩.
打电玩.
Yeah, 打电玩. 打 is means to hit.
Oh.
Yeah, I guess that's because people get really excited with a joystick or with a keyboard and they had to press very hard and hit the keyboard.
That could be it. Or maybe it's a boxing game.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah, can you tell us more about Moshi Monsters? It's such a fascinating creation.
Yes, it was a world for children and they could adopt and look after their own little monster, which kids love to nurture and care for things. And the key to it was doing puzzles every day. So we made learning about things fun. And children learned about flags of the world and maths and spelling, but in a way that they really enjoyed.
Right. And it's on web and also on the mobile as well.
It started on the web and now Moshi Monsters is on mobile. So there's a whole series of apps and children can, every day, they hatch a little egg and out of the egg pops a moshling. So they collect different moshlings
cute.
Every day.
Oh, like a little pet, electrical pet.
Electrical pet, what would that be?
Yeah, 宠物.
宠物.
Yeah, 宠物 is pet and then electrical, 电, 电子宠物, 子. Originally mean the boy and now it's used as a suffix. 物 is object. And then 宠, that means someone I really love. I would really love to spoil something I want to spoil. I love so much.
That you would want to do for your pet.
That's right.
And what would Moshi Monsters be?
Moshi is Japanese. Moshi,
yes,
Moshi,
Moshi,
right?
Moshi, yes.
Yeah. And Monsters. Okay, we have an episode about monsters.
Oh, do we? Oh, well, I'll stop getting ahead of myself.
Yeah, no. Okay, yeah. Let's talk about
Tune
monsters.
Tune in next time.
Yeah, that's exactly. So you mentioned about mobile. Mobile game. We say 手游.
手游.
Yeah, 手游. And 手 is hand.
Ah.
And then because mobile phone in Chinese is hand machine.
Ah, okay.
手机. So in this case, hand game is 手游.
手游.
Yeah, 游, that means to wander around, and here that means it's the abbreviation of 游戏. 游戏 together is game.
Got it.
Yeah, so 手游 is mobile game.
手游.
手游.
It's interesting because in German, I think their word for mobile is handy. So I think there's this connection in different languages with
yes.
the hand.
Yeah, it is.
Mobile device.
It is, yes. And also because, as we mentioned, those words, they didn't exist 20, 30 years ago.
That's very true.
Yeah, so someone, they will just come out with a way of using it. And then, of course, there will be competing vocabulary. So sometimes you can hear people like mobile phone. You can hear people say 手提 in China and people say 手机 in Taiwan. And then someone else would say something else until it's all unified.
Got it.
Okay, very great. So thank you, Michael, for joining us. Today we talk about video game, 电玩. And the way to say play video game, we say 玩电玩 or 打电玩. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. 再见.